Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 13, Text Number 13, Anyonya Vitta, Yatisanga Vrutta, Vairana Bandha, Yohan Sutasya, Advarna Mishum, Urukrusya Vitta, Bhadhava Sargaya, Viharanga Vipanna. Translation. Due to monetary transactions, relationships become very strained and end in enmity. Sometimes the husband and wife walk on the path of material progress, and to maintain the relationship they work very hard. Sometimes due to scarcity of money or due to diseased conditions, they are embarrassed and almost die. Due to monetary transactions, relationships become very strained and end in enmity. Sometimes the husband and wife walk on the path of material progress, and to maintain their relationship, they work very hard. Sometimes due to scarcity of money, or due to diseased condition, they are embarrassed and almost die. Purpose. In this material world, there are many transactions between people and societies, as well as between nations. But gradually, these end up in enmity between the two parties. Similarly, in the marriage relationship, monetary transactions are sometimes overpowered by dangerous conditions of material life. One then becomes diseased or monetarily embarrassed. In the modern age, most countries have developed economically. But due to business exchanges, relationships become strained. Finally, wars are declared between nations. And as a result of these upheavals, there is destruction all over the world, and people suffer heavily. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Kalakaya Chakshurandhidikam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaya Yadati Swapadantakam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Gauravati Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So everybody wants to maintain nice relationship, but generally they all end up in bitterness and enmity because of clash of interest. They generally, relationships are based on selfishness. You make somebody your friend, there is a rich man. You make somebody your friend because he can render some service to you. And the other man, he also enters into a relation. He has his expectations from you. So there is clash. I gave you more, he gave me less. So immediately he began to listen. He began to withdraw. You want to withdraw your relationship. So only those relationships will stay on where there is no selfishness. When you make a relationship with somebody, whatever I can do, I want to do for him or for her, and you don't have any expectations that such a man is a happy man. Because he has no I have done so much, but what he has done for me, that was actually with the interest you have entered that relation. So those people will be peaceful in life who just wants to whatever I can. So there is a saying, when you want to give, it is in your hands. Whatever you can, whatever you are able to, whatever you can afford, you can give it. And you have no expectation in return. About charity also Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Dātavyamiti adhyānam dhiyate anupakārina dese kālaja pātrecha taddhāna sātyavasa yattu pratyupakārārdha palamuddhishyavāpana dhiyate cha parikleshan adhyānam rājasamsvītam. So, passionate relationships, we always do something to the other man with pratyupakara, looking forward to some remuneration in return, or you expect some result from it. You don't really a good heart to give it. Diya cheta parikrishtam. That means calculated. Calculated. I am giving so much money and I expect this kind of treatment. And when it is not there, immediately you become broken hearted. Because our demands are not satisfied. So in especially in spiritual relationships, like we are going out preaching, we are not expecting anything materially. A Vaishnava or a sadhu becomes happy when people chant Hare Krishna. Because if a sadhu is expecting something, then what is his dependence on Krishna? A sadhu is fully dependent on Krishna and has complete faith and his needs are very minimal. So he doesn't have to have any expectations from the others. What to speak of exploiting others? Never. He has no interest. But unfortunately, in this world, without spiritual strength, all relationships, they all deteriorate in the course of time. We see in this world, including relation between parents and children, when there is no spiritual or respectful relation, and there is a discrepancy right between parents and the children. A son should not have any expectations from the parents. He feels indebted to the parents because they have given me birth. I got human body as a human being. We have to be, no matter what the parents are, what they give us or not, what may look partial to us, the parents are given, I know one case in Kurukshetra. So you have some properties. There is a cinema hall, there is some land at 2-3 places, and it has to be divided among two sons. And no matter what you do, you are not satisfied with what you get. Parents have shown me extra favors. Even if you ask him, just like we saw in that case, Krishna in Dwarka and Arjuna in Duryodhana, they both approach Krishna. It was the Kurukshetra war is about to begin. So, Arjuna, because he's an intimate friend, so he has a right to go, because he's a friend. But Duryodhana is not an intimate friend of Krishna. In fact, he's very diplomatic, cunning, and jealous of Krishna and Pandavas. So when you are jealous about somebody, you cannot understand things properly. Brother may be more qualified because we are envious or jealous, intolerant. So our buddhi is taken away. But Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, all material things finally end up in complete fall down. Dhyayate Vishyan Pinsam, Sangasya Vijayate, Sangasanjayate Kama, Kama Krodha Vijayate, Krodha Bhav Samoha, Samoha Sruti Vibhana, Sruti Bransha, Buddhinasa, Buddhinasa Pramisha. A person completely falls back into illusion and material entanglements. All his intelligence is taken away. The intelligence is, I am sole servant of Krishna. And my business is, that is the intelligence, that is the prajna, sita prajna, sthira buddhi. But when our mind dwells on material expectations, be it wealth, be it pampering, be it any of expectations, immediately things will start changing. All relationships, they will completely will finish. So people become bitter enemies. Now we read so often in newspaper, yesterday also I was showing to Vidyasagar. One man, he loved a woman very much. He was going out of the way. But after all, she is a woman, she has her ideas about life. But this man went all out to woo her or satisfy her, whatever. And he was expecting some reciprocation. But after all, we are all individuals. So, just because you are all right, not necessary that the other person has to be all right with you. There is a misunderstanding, and he may not want to reciprocate with you. So this man, he tried in whatever way possible for him. But when she did not respond, then one day, grabbing an opportunity, he rushed inside and I was going to kill him. I tried to satisfy you so much, I tried to be so much, you behave like this with me. But love turned into, he was actually loving her. But because there was no reciprocation, immediately he began. To me, it turned into anger, that anger, frustration, and you lost your intelligence, and the result is a completely opposite dealing. So whenever you have any material expectations, you be assured that the relation is not going to last. And in spiritual life, there is no reason why the relationship should fail, because we have come to serve. Like why anybody joins ISKCON? Of course, nowadays people join ISKCON for many reasons, but you are supposed to join ISKCON for, if you have the understanding, I have come here to serve Krishna unconditionally. Asrishiva Padaratam Punasama Adarsanam Manmatam Karotiva Yadadadava Vidadati Lambata Atmananadasya Sayavanapara. You trample me by not caring for me, or you give me your loving embrace, you are free to do anything and everything, and you are unconditional, that is spiritual life. So sometimes, when we are a failure, for whatever reasons in life, like we don't get job, or we don't have opportunities outside, so you come helplessly. You have no avenues to settle down your life, and you thought, let me join ISKCON. Or your position is not so good, and you think if I join ISKCON, maybe I can go to US, I can marry a girl from a Western country, and then I will become a citizen, and then I'll have money, the Russian can say. But often times you see that these things really don't last, because you are not come for a spiritual purpose. Your motive is something different. Although you have Tilak and Kantimala, that. So generally in spiritual life, there is no room for any fightings, quarrels, because there is a decency. The spiritual people, if they cannot, the spiritual people are supposed to be more advanced people, isn't it? Material people, they are bodily platform, mental platform. Spiritual people, they are servants of Krishna, they are servant of Krishna's creation. So a good devotee, he just wants to serve everybody, please everybody. He doesn't have any, because you are satisfied if you are doing good sadhana. for doing good sadhana, for chanting Hare Krishna properly, whatever is life, you know, Krishna knows better, and Krishna arranges what is suitable for me, this is what I deserve. So as soon as you accept the position which you are kept in, then you are satisfied. If you don't accept, then you are grudges. This man has done injustice to me, and he has cheated me, and things like that. So one should know that in spiritual life, if things are not settled by Prabhupada arranged goshti, ishta goshti, every 15 days, 1 month. He also said, in this world, there are bound to be little misunderstandings, differences. They are bound to be. That is the nature of this world. We are all individuals. But because we have common purpose, if there is clash of interest, we are not going to live together for long. There is a clash of interest. When you see that your interest is at stake, immediately you want to break the relation there. But if interest is common, if our interest is Krishna, no personal interest of any kind, then where is the room for strength? There may be misunderstanding on that, and immediately alert, sit down. Devotees should always be willing to sit down and talk. There cannot be one-sided volley of activities. Any Vaishnava is willing to be subject to that society. No one is independent. We are in a society, there is what is called addressing the grievances. Because many of you may not be attending the management meetings this time. And then there is a system, how to deal with differences, how to deal with conflicts. You cannot fight like karmis. There is a system. So you put it before, like a temple is a unit, and there is some clash between two devotees. Maybe clash between temple authority and the devotee, possible. Maybe the temple authority is not correct, or the devotee may be not advanced, he doesn't understand. Can be both sides. Mistake can be. We are all going to commit mistakes in life. That is our nature and condition life. But if you are bound to Vaishnava principles, immediately when there is by mutual this thing, you are not able to resolve. Suppose there is some fight, sit together, reason to talk out. Generally, because we have ego problem, we don't admit our mistakes. We always do the blame game because of ego. We try to cover up blame game. So if we sit, if we bring the issue before the body, and then we talk it out. So there are majority of people, they are also listening, and they will see what is reasonable. And the majority of people, they express their opinion. After Prabhupada left, ISKCON is almost like, along with Prabhupada, ISKCON is also into pieces. It was a situation like that. During early 1980s, where every guru, I am absolute. There were so many absolutes are together. Who is destinized to go on? So Prabhupada, he knows that in Kali Yuga, all this will happen. we make mistakes, misunderstandings, quarrels. So Prabhupada has created a system how injustice can be, how differences can be diffused and so on. So at a unit level, like we are in a temple, at a unit level, when there is conflict between devotees or between the authority and the devotee or whatever, immediately, if you are willing to sit down, everybody can be called into Ishta Gosti and then present the case and then reasonably talk, then people say, what is it? So there is a solution. But it should not end up in a mess that the mission is spoiled. Prabhupada's name is tarnished. So there are certain etiquettes. Like I told you, I was with Krishnananda Prabhu in Kurukshetra. So he has his style of preaching, my style, and this is a society where unity in diversity, the purpose is one. But we are all individuals, so there is room for diversity. It's not that you have to exactly fit into my shoes. You want to know what you can do for Prabhupada's mission, what you can do for Krishna's mission. Not that you have to satisfy me. You can do sadhana properly, you follow the system properly, and then whatever you can contribute to the mission. You don't have to bump into others, you don't have to trample on others, allow room for them. So there is a system of conflict resolution. So that is the basic agreement between devotees. Another difference, call everybody, sit together, and speak up. And everybody will come to know, everybody will express everything. That's how the GBC meetings will go on. All leaders have different opinions. And everybody is free to express what they think is right. And from the majority of the body, they decide that you feel the others have to submit. You cannot say everybody is wrong and the only correct person. You cannot say like that. That's a basic thing. When you join an institution, you cannot be ultimate and not willing to listen to anybody. Things cannot go on like that. That means you are unreasonable in our dealings. So I was there, and then our Guruji was coming, and I was the in charge of activities in Kurukshetra, and Krishnananda Prabhu voluntarily, we became friends in US. He was also there, I was there, we met in Vrindavan, we became friends. I said, Maharaj, I'm going to resign my job, I want to come and stay with you and assist you, serve under you. And then Krishna is kind. So once you have taken order from the Guru, whether you have help or not, you cannot back out. Otherwise, you are whimsical. When you are taking diksha voluntarily, nobody is forcing you voluntarily, then you should, if you are a gentleman, you should keep that. That means you give the benefit of doubt and you accept the authority and then move on. So in the course of time, things will be clear. So I was ready to, he asked me, why don't you go to Kurukshetra? I said, all right, I don't know Hindi, and I'm not a fundraiser. He said, do you believe in Hare Krishna Mantra? He asked me, you have joined ISKCON for what? We joined ISKCON because we We believe that Hare Krishna mantra is everything in life. So it doesn't matter whether you are a fundraiser or not. It doesn't matter whether you know Hindi or not. You depend on Krishna and go. The Guru's order is there. You go and start doing it. You do your sadhana properly, remain faithful to the Guru, and Krishna will help you. Whoever is faithful to the Guru, Krishna comes into the picture. So, I went and then things started happening. I was alone struggling. Then this Krishna, he said, I want to come and join. Like people come and join, like, you know, this conductor, yes, I want to join full time. Other people come and say, we want to join. Then Krishna is sending you some assistant. Because you are trying to do something, so Krishna is kind. From somewhere, like he came from somewhere, let me go to, we don't know him. Krishna is from inside, looking like that. So, we should take it as Krishna's arrangement, and we should follow the system and slowly everything. So, he came from America all the way to Kurukshetra. We started staying and things started happening, more preaching, more preaching. And the Guruji was coming. So I thought, because you know, ISKCON, we are saying leaders, it's not easy that they can go everywhere. But the preaching scope is so much. It's not that they can come every time they can come. Everybody has time limitations. Everybody has energy limitations. So it's not easy to get Vaishnava Sangha. So he comes maybe once a year, he will come. So I thought, how best I can take advantage so that people can, especially familiarity breeds content. When a Vaishnava is staying in one place, we don't recognize the value or importance. When somebody comes once a year, they'll be seeing like that. Out of familiarity, we forget the etiquette, how to deal with other Vaishnavas, how to deal with an authority or a sannyasi. So, familiarity, so we become loose. So I arranged with some two programs, and if Krishna Prabhu, you wanted something else. If the temple authority has to take the decision. So I bypassed him. No problem. I want to arrange, he's only coming for a day. I want to take him here and there. Then he became upset. I am giving 25,000 rupees, you are drawing 25,000 rupees from the engineering college as a lecturer. And he was getting all the young people to the temple and that. And then I decided not the way he wanted. He became very upset. But because he little is good in first, so he did not fight or argue with me. All I let me tell the thing to Guru Maharaj. Let me, Maharaj want to do like this, and I want to do like that, and Maharaj will tell what is the right thing. Then the programs are over. Maharaj said, how are you? There was no smile on the face of Krishna. Said, you have any difficulties? Yeah, I have a doubt. He told, I wanted Maharaj to arrange your program like this, which will be more beneficial to the people of Kurukshetra. Maharaj arranged the program like this. Then Maharaj asked me, why do you think your way of arranging the program is better than yourself? So I told what was in my mind, why I did a program like that. Then he smiled. Maharaj said, you are also correct. And you are also correct. But you follow the authority. That they are different ways to do anything, but there is a system. So now he is given the authority. You are also correct. He is also correct. But we have to decide things. So we have only 24 hours or 2 days time, etc. Like that we decided. So like that, the interest is gone. We want to serve Krishna. So we appreciate others, but decisions have to be taken. We should cooperate and things come down. Otherwise, difficult to maintain an institution, difficult to maintain a group of people together. If everybody is saying their own things, how there can be coordination, how there can be concerted effort and so on. So the Srishtagar system, everybody can voice their opinions. Everybody has right to say what they want. And then reasonably, we make decision and go on. We should not feel discouraged that my opinion is not acceptable. And then another time, there is a grohastha staying with me. And they were helping me a lot. But the woman was dissatisfied. The sadhana was good. I was running this show all right. Everything was going on time, cleanliness, sadhana. But because the woman was not completely Krishna conscious, the husband was enthusiastic and the wife felt neglected. My husband, only listening to Maharaj, he is neglecting me. And then she gathered some people, some women in the neighborhood. Say, Maharaj is preacher, he is a sannyasi, he has nothing else to do. But my husband is neglecting me. So she gathered neighborhood ladies. And together they came and she started crying. And woman's strength is not in shouting and yelling. There nobody appreciates. The woman takes a humble step and crying. Everybody was sympathetic. Swamiji, is it not true you are a sannyasi? So you all day you do some things. But she is a wife, married, the husband has to do her time. So the matter was referred to Radhanasana. Radhanasana asked explanation. Then he heard from the husband, he heard from me, and immediately understood. So this woman is not fit to stay in the temple. Maharaj, your business is to make everybody spiritual. You are correct. The woman is supposed to follow the husband. Both of them are supposed to cooperate with you. If they don't, if one of them, there are differences, then the temple will get a bad name. When in the temple, things like that happen, the temple gets a very bad name. And everybody will sympathize with the family people. They don't, because they are all family people. You know, our son, they have to be like that. So you send them away. You send them away, they are not fit to stay in the temple. But you have to maintain your standard. For them, you cannot deal with the things. So like that. So matter will be referred, and then they will reasonably explain things on both sides. Like that. So for everything, if everybody takes authority into his own hands, then where is the system? How things can go on? So here, material world means conflicts. Material world means differences. Material world means clashes. But in spiritual life, if you cannot go on with the system, first thing is that we should not fight or quarrel with the authorities. Keep the things and put it in the Ishta Goshti take it to your higher authority and then let them listen things like that. And then they will also, because generally, when we become advanced devotees, we understand that we are fools. When we are not advanced devotees, we think we are very good devotees. Generally, as you are advancing in spiritual life, you feel that I am not such a good devotee. When you are not advanced because of your ego, then you think I am this, I am that, like that. So when matters go to higher authorities who are more advanced, they can immediately see who has ego problem, what is the actual situation. And then, so somewhere, like even in material life, you go to district court, you go to high court, you go to supreme court, you cannot just take authority into your hands. There is a way to address the problems. So here, in this sloka, Jadabharat is explaining to King Rahugan, people can never be together in material life. Whether it is wife and husband, it is father and children, it is friends. It is only when there is mutual gratification, when the son is taking good care, or the mother is happy to serve, and if the son is not taking good care, mother will immediately withdraw. I did so much for my son, like the boy she died. That is called material life. Motherly love is great. After all, that is also in the three modes of material nature. So things go wrong. So the point is, without Krishna consciousness, this whole world, there are differences between individuals, differences between communities, Hindu-Muslim clash, Reddy-Naidu clash, man-woman clash, businessman-businessman clash, nation-nation clash, everybody will be going on. Simply because the center is Muslim, the center is Krishna. So people have to be educated. Prabhupada says in the book, Science of Self-Realization, if you keep people on the platform of animals, if you keep a pack of dogs, and you don't expect that they will live peacefully, dogs will be a fight. So when people are animal-like, what do you expect? Clash at every stage. Because that is not the business of human life. So misunderstand why these clashes? Because we don't have common interest. Our common interest is nobody is boss here, and everyone is a servant, and Krishna is the boss, although we have some levels of authority, but we are not absolute authority. There is only one absolute authority, that is Krishna. We are like, for a disciple, Guru may be authority, but in the ISKCON setup, the Guru is not also absolute, he is also answerable to the GVC body. When they were giving me sannyas, they were putting this question to me, whether I understood ISKCON system or not. What were they asking? The sannyas committee was putting a question to me. Maharaj, your Guru will say something, and the GVC body makes a different policy. What will you be doing? It's a question. The GVC body has made some policy, but your Guru has a different opinion. What will you do? What do you have to say? If you understand the philosophy, that in Kali Yuga, things cannot off track, always stay with the society. One person may make mistakes, it is the whole body. So the whole body decides whether it is right or wrong, just follow it. So you cannot take everything on one man's wrist. Because I understand, because we are watchful about what is going on. I did not have any difficulty in saying, when you have asked the question specially, when the GBC body says one thing and the Guru says something else, what will you do? Then I have to follow the GBC question. Your sunrise is clear. Go on, now you go on with your activities. So that means there are checks and balances. So similarly, because people don't have Bhagavad Gita in the center, people don't have Guru in the center, people don't have the spiritual body in the center, what can you expect? Generally, like Gaudiya Math has gone to pieces. Gaudiya Math is in 100 groups now. But after Prabhupada left, even now, if ISKCON is going on, there are many differences, problems, still at least better than Gaudiya Math. If ISKCON is going on, because something is binding, people have to agree for the policies Prabhupada has made, and then people have to toe in line, whether they like it or not. That's the question. So, spiritual life means submission. Anything, like Krishna says, Tadvidhi Pranipatyana Parikrasanathya, no fighting aliens and quarrels, then we are not in the right place. Where nobody controls anybody. People can go away, suppose you don't like. You cannot disturb the system. They say, I don't feel like staying here, I am going. The system cannot be tampered because it is structured. So you have to go through the whole process. And finally it will be decided who is right, who is wrong and things like that. So Jadavarth is saying, without submission, without spirituality, there will always be clashes in interest. Immediately, your interest or no interest, so it will be stagnant, things cannot go on. So we should always make sure, suppose I am shouting with somebody, my reason is my understanding that I want to put Krishna in the center, Prabhupada in the center, that is the mood. Or I want to, out of my ego, I want to put myself in the center and want to dictate things. So whenever we are trying to differ with somebody, we have to check. So my interest is to keep Prabhupada in the center, Krishna in the center. For that I am fighting, or I am fighting just to, out of my false ego, to show that I am right. Immediately you get answers. Then immediately you will cool down. Their authority is higher. All right, let's put it in the... let us go through the process. Cool down, like that. Then our institution can grow, or individually we can grow properly. Otherwise, we may be staying 10 years, 15 years, but our mentality will remain the same, because we are not picking up the clues, how we can remain strong in spiritual life. Otherwise, flying from place to place, 2 months here, 3 months here, 2 months here, we will go on like that. Finally, we start criticizing ISKCON itself. ISKCON, all our politicians here, all our... we go out and blast in the whole thing. Instead of doing some service, we try to damage the institution. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Grandharasimha Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.